From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Europe's Human Rights Court has cleared the way to extradite radical Muslim cleric Abu Hamza al-Masri and several others to the U.S. Al-Masri is currently jailed in the United Kingdom. NPR's Eric Westervelt tells us Masri claims tough conditions in U.S. prisons would violate his human rights, but the Human Rights Court disagrees.
The court said if the applicants are convicted as charged in the U.S., that American authorities, in their words, would be justified in considering them significant security risks and imposing strict limitations on their ability to communicate with the outside world, and effectively said, cleared the way for their extradition to the U.S.
Do Abu Hamza and the others have the right to appeal, and is that expected?
Abu Hamza and the other suspects are expected to appeal. He's wanted in the U.S. on several charges, including allegations he supported the Afghan Taliban with money and men and tried to set up a radical Islamist training camp in rural Oregon.
NPR's Eric Westervelt. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
Authorities are not publicly discussing a motive for shootings that terrorized Tulsa, Oklahoma's black community last Friday. NPR's John Burnett reports police say the only two suspects have confessed.
Jake England, 19 years old, confessed to being the shooter who killed one person and wounded two others. Alvin Watts, 33, admitted killing two other people. Friends say that both suspects are part Cherokee Indian who lived together north of Tulsa in the town of Turley. Friends say England appeared to be motivated by racial hatred after his own father was killed 2 years ago by a black man who is in prison for that crime. England further fell apart when his fiancée committed suicide in January. England and Watts each remained jailed under $9 million bail. Authorities have not yet decided whether to press hate crime charges against the pair. John Burnett, NPR News, Tulsa.
Today, the government plans to unveil new proposed mortgage rules designed to protect homeowners. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants mortgage servicers to give all borrowers standard, understandable monthly statements. And lenders and services would have to warn borrowers of interest rate or insurance changes and provide options to help people avoid foreclosure. Officials plan to make a formal proposal of the rules this summer. President Obama travels to Florida today, where aides say he will urge Congress to adopt the so-called Buffett rule. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett says wealthy people, such as himself, should not have lower tax rates than middle-class workers. Senate Democrats want a vote on the rule next week. Observers give it little chance of passing Congress. Philadelphia officials say the vacant warehouse that caught fire, leading to the deaths of two firefighters in the collapse of a store next door, had been cited several times for fire code violations. Two firefighters were hurt. Officials say they're considering criminal negligence charges. This is NPR News. The field of candidates for Wisconsin's next round of recall elections will soon become clearer. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, today is the filing deadline for challengers hoping to defeat Governor Scott Walker.
More than a dozen people have registered to run for governor in Wisconsin, although that number could soon narrow considerably. Among the Democrats who are expected to file the signatures needed to run are Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk. Governor Walker's name gets added to the recall ballot automatically. Democrats will also be filing nominating signatures in more recall elections for Wisconsin's state Senate and in a recall election for lieutenant governor. A primary is scheduled next month, with the recall election itself in early June. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
The birth rate for teenage mothers has dropped to an all-time low in the United States. NPR's Rob Stein has details from a new National Center for Health Statistics report.
According to the latest government data, the birth rate among U.S. teens dropped 9% between 2009 and 2010. That pushed the rate down to 34.3 births among every 1,000 girls, and that's a historic low. In fact, fewer babies were born to teenagers in 2010 than any year since 1946. Experts think part of the reason for the trend is all the attention that teen pregnancy has been getting. The teen birth rate increased in 2006 and 2007, and that prompted a big debate over the best way to prevent teenage pregnancies. Other reports have found that more teens are using contraception. Rob Stein, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.